You know, I should say right now, we've sort of been feeling this all day. It's a moment right now of rather mixed feelings for us. Sadly, because it's Randy's last day as our big payoff man, but happy because he's going to be off doing the things that he wants to do and has wanted to do for a long time. And we feel kind of, well...
Well, Bess, let's just look at it from this way, that I have had 6 very delightful years. Delightful because the Colgate-Palmolive Company has given me a chance to meet all of our friends out here, and gosh, almost when the show's been away visiting in large towns or in small, I can walk down main streets, people say, "Hi, Randy," so it has made me a part of a very nice family. In moving along, it's going to give me the opportunity to do some things that I can't. After 6 years, you say everything you know, you do everything you know, and you don't want to wear out your welcome. But I do want to say this, that the Colgate-Palmolive Company are to be congratulated in having selected a man that I believe is about the greatest guy you could get for the new big payoff man to be your new leading man. He's not a newcomer to television. He is also a member of the Colgate family, having appeared for them on television before. And I know that you at home will accept him in your homes, not just as a performer, but as a friend, as he will be to you when you come to visit here. And so now, if you will, give a nice greeting for the new big payoff man. He is a screen actor. He is a television performer. He is a fine guy. He is Bob Page. And here he is. Bob, the new leading lady.
I've been looking forward to meeting you, Bess.
Well, thank you very much.
Because I honestly think you're one of the most charming and gracious ladies in all the entertainment.
Oh, you're very sweet.
And besides, you're real pretty.
Thank you.
Not only that, she's had me walk the chalk a couple times, I'll tell you.
Oh,
yeah, she does. No, you know, Bob, 6 years in this business together as partners, and I'll tell you something that, you know, in a business like television, wrought with tensions and all, it's the exception rather than the rule, and she has been just about the prettiest as well as the most capable partner a guy could have.
Well, you're nice.
You're very
now,
fortunate.
Just a minute, though. I will tell Randy this, and I know you know this, Bob, too,
what's
because
that?
You've heard all of us say it, that we've been particularly delighted and pleased, of course, to have Randy as our big payoff man, and he knows that all our heartfelt good wishes go with him now as he, first of all, starts on a great big vacation, which he'll need, and lots of other wonderful things.
I just hope, really, that I can maintain the level of entertainment, my boy, that you have established here on the big payoff.
Come on, Bob, look, you're not a newcomer to television. Anything I can help you on the big payoff, ask. I'll be glad to.
Would you really?
Anything.
I'll tell you what you do. Would you give me, sort of show me the ropes here a little bit today? You know how,
the ropes.
How you work
with
the
just a moment, Randy. I have to ask your permission if I may leave, because I see this is going to be strictly man talk. Am
oh,
I right?
Yes.
All right.
Don't go too far, will you, Bess?
First thing, Bob, I would like to say to you is this. The requisite on the job is, do you like pretty girls?
Oh, I'm very happy at Ron Pritt.
You get along. Mm-hmm. You get along great here. Now, one thing too, Bob. The guests you meet every day, you meet a lot of very nice people, but sometimes some rather unusual type of guests. Now, you must be aware and be ready for them.
I see.
An MC, of course, has to talk. You'll get a guest that they interview, and he's full of fire, and he's full of ready-to-go pep, you know, and all kinds of things.
Real
to
talkative
say.
Guy.
That's
ready
the talkative guy. And then you introduce him, and here's... Well, I'll tell you, Bob, let's step over here where we'll
all
actually
right.
be working
okay.
to get some idea of how it is. I'll be
now,
the contestant.
Oh, you'll be the contestant, and I'll play your part.
You're the big payoff
before
man.
You stand right here.
Now, remember, I'm a real talkative guy. I can't wait to get on with you. You're the MC. Here we go.
And I'm really looking forward to talking to you.
Yes.
Now,
here it is.
Where would you like to go if you win the big payoff? Where would you like to go to Europe on KLM? Wait just a minute. Wait a minute. Lester, hold everything. Is there a doctor
that's
in the house?
That's the first thing that happens.
You mean
you've
this
lost.
Is going to happen to me?
Then there's another kind of contestant, the wrestler contestant. Be very careful, you know, when you shake hands and greet him like this. That's it. One other kind is the Gary Cooper type. You know, you ask questions, and the answers you get back, an MC depends on his answers. The Gary Cooper type. Try me out.
You like a mink coat?
Yep.
Where do you want to go to Europe on KLM? Paris? Excited about it?
Nope. That's the Gary Cooper type. Now, I'll tell
He's
you
in
what.
In love with his horse.
Why don't you go ahead... I'll be the contestant, you be the MC, and just pretend that my wife is here. One of the models can be the part of my wife, and there we go, huh?
That's what we do next?
Yeah, you introduce my wife, see?
Oh, I now say...
I can say to you that...
Now we're going to introduce the lady for whom you'd like to win the big payoff,
that's
right?
That's right, that's it.
All right, shall we bring her in?
Yeah.
Susan?
And it is my wife. It is your wife.
That is
surprise,
right.
Molasses.
Well, I'll say so. The next thing you do, of course, is put her up in the chair.
Right up into the chair.
Right up there. Right. That's it. And then you usually ask her where she'd like to go if you win the big payoff.
All right. Here, dear, where would you like to go in Europe if you win the big payoff?
Well, all the other contestants have chosen places in Europe and South America. But Randy's always threatened to send me to the moon, and I'd like to go and take him with you.
Threatened to send you to the moon. Well, I think they got just about everything ready to go there right now.
Where I'd like to go. Of course.
What do I do?
Then the next thing is you show her the things that she'll win with my first answer,
right,
and we have a very unique way of doing this.
How's that?
A very pretty way. Just watch. Just like this.
If you're in the mood for a southern trip, pack up your American Tourister luggage and put on a classic Marseille of Kansas City coat and travel. Oh, by the way, Bob, this is Marion. Marion, meet Bob Page. We call her the Minx, the real doll. Then, Mrs. Merriman, the perfect lingerie that packs without creasing, muncing wear, and a gown and peignoir. Bob, say hello to Wendy. She's our dreamy redhead.
No. Can't go out with the employees.
And then enjoy the southern sun in a Justin McCarty of Dallas dress. That's Pat, our pixie. Patty, never mind the impression, huh? Just model. Well, it's all yours, Mrs. Merriman, for the first payoff.
Is call Susan in with a question. Then you ask me a very easy musical question. It's always easy to get the contestant up to the next answer.
We want the platter back.
A very easy musical question you ask me. If I couldn't answer this, I'd be a real dope, huh?
Oh, I ask you a question.
Yes, and then I win the
and
prize.
And this is a very simple one. Nobody could possibly miss this.
If I missed this, I'd really be a dope.
Okay, here we go. Now, while those fashions were being shown, Arlo and the trio played a lovely old song that you must have heard a million times now for the first big payoff, just titled, give me the title of this very popular tune.
I can't think of the name of the third.
Way down.
Down upon the Mississippi.
And you wave down
they
upon
dance
the
to us. They dance.
Swan
Lake.
Oh,
Swan Lake is this sort of thing.
Come on,
Craig. Just to see a little bit if I can just.
Oh, forget it. Oh,
honey, you know the answer, don't you?
Why, sure, you know, that's Swanee River.
Swanee River.
I hope your granddaughter has Swanee River.
Very good, very good. And Randy, you know, for being so bright. Look at
me. Oh, my gosh.
There's a complete match set of golf woods. They're custom matched, you know, and they're by Colt. And we have a surefire putter in here. And this is kind of a little gift from the cast and the crew and the fellas up at Brian Houston and Walt Framer office. So you'll have a wonderful vacation when you get to that.
Randy, maybe you can beat your wife at golf. It may happen.
Time
is up. Now what do I do, Randy?
I'm so excited to have. But the next thing, we have to tell them about the boss's product. And we usually say, here's a word from Colgate Dental Cream, world's largest selling toothpaste.
Very easy.
That's it. You're in the swing of things, especially when you
brush your teeth with Colgate. Brush bad breath away. It cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
While it cleans your teeth.
Cheek-to-cheek situations can occur anytime, anywhere, even on a golf course. Now that young twosome got off to a good start today with Colgate Dental Cream. Unlike other leading toothpaste, Colgate's contains Gardol. And here's how Gardol works. Now, just as I was protected by this invisible shield, Colgate forms an invisible protective shield around your teeth, fights tooth decay, and fights bad breath all day with just one brushing. Yes, Colgate Dental Cream with Gardol stops mouth odor all day for most people with just one brushing. Colgate cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. So,
brush your teeth with Colgate. Brush that breath away.
Well, I just want to say this. Thanks very much, Colgate Palmolive. Thanks to all of you very nice people. To Walt Framer, to a great technical crew, to all of you. Happy 1958.
To you,
and
too.
Now,
Auld
Lang Syne. Here goes Grandma and I.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Bob. It's your big day.